Well, Christine, looks like you've had a busy couple of weeks following some very high-profile cases in Ground County. And dare I say, in reading the Silver City Daily Press and Independent, shocking outcomes.
Yes, I would definitely have to say there were some shocking outcomes in the last couple of weeks. The most recent case, or the first case I want to talk about, is it was a murder case. Melinda Brewer was charged with an open count of murder last year and the death of Walter Beeble, a rancher out in the Membris. She went to trial 2 weeks ago, and a week before trial, the district attorney's office amended the charge from a murder charge down to an aggravated assault charge. And after a one-day trial, the jury found her not guilty.
Is that possible? What made the district attorney decide to go from a murder trial where there's an obvious case of somebody being murdered to aggravated assault?
They said they didn't have the evidence to proceed with the murder trial. This is an ongoing issue in Grant County, dare I say. They chose not to move forward with a murder trial. The jury was clearly confused. They had questions. They asked two specific questions. The first was they asked about some law enforcement testimony, and they wanted more detail. And Judge Robinson said, that's all the detail you're going to get. That's all the law enforcement testimony you're going to hear. You'll have to trust your memory on that. And they asked about the cause of death of Mr. Beeble. And because it wasn't a murder case, the judge said that information is, that's not relevant here. Mr. Beeble's cause of death was he bled to death from a wound on his head. And he was beaten with a cutting board. So his cause of death was related to the beating, for sure. But the jury didn't have enough information, according to them, to really come up with a determination. So they voted not guilty in the aggravated assault. And Melinda Brewer was dismissed and set free from the Grant County Detention Center.
In a situation like this, what did the district attorney say after the case was resolved?
I didn't ask Edmundo, but these are questions that we have to start asking, why this is continually happening here. And frankly, I plan to start doing that. It's just, it's unfortunately too common. We'll talk about another case.
Let's talk about the other case of the high school teacher, because again, this is a case we've been talking about for the last several weeks on KRWG. And this is the case of the high school teacher who was accused of having sex with a student.
Yes. And last week she pleaded no contest to those charges, which is, effectively admitting that the state can prove the charges against you. You're not contesting the charges. On Monday, she was sentenced. Sentencing was at the discretion of the court. Judge Robinson had discretion. She signed a plea agreement when she pleaded no contest. So the sentencing could have been anything from probation and a conditional discharge, which is what her attorney, Jim Foy, was requesting, up to 6 years in prison. Now, even the DA's office wasn't seeking the 6 years in prison, which would have been the maximum. They asked for 6 years with a suspended sentence, which would mean that she would be a convicted felon and she would have to register as a sex offender. They asked for 1 year of jail time with, I believe it was good time at the discretion of the court. The judge, in his wisdom, granted her a conditional discharge, which means she will not have to register as a sex offender, and 5 years of probation.
Who is running the district attorney's office at the moment? Because I know that has been another story we've been following on KRWG about.
Well, it's the same district attorney, but you also need to keep in mind that judges have a lot of power in these cases. They can accept the plea agreement. They, the plea agreement clearly outlined that she could have served a year in jail. So, the judge has a lot more power, I think, than people realize to make these decisions. And the victim's mother spoke at that hearing really in a very moving statement and begged the court, frankly, and she only asked that Ms. Sanchez serve 6 months in jail, saying that she was thinking of her own children, Ms. Sanchez's children. And she begged the court for some kind of a resolution like that with some jail time, but she didn't get it.
Is this a situation where crime victims, residents in Grand County have to speak up to the courts and probably organize?
You know, this is Crime Victims Awareness Week, and there's an event here Thursday at El Refugio to honor victims of crime. And I think there's a much larger issue that needs to be addressed in Grant County. We have a sheriff's race coming up. We have a district court judge's race coming up. These are really important issues that the citizens of Grant County should be really paying attention to and be getting involved in. We'll have candidate forums for all of these races, and I just encourage people to follow the Daily Press online and in print and come to these events and ask questions of these leaders. Okay. And ask what can be done to change things.
Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.